Elk Point. A proposal to move one of the last areas slated for replacement of Elk Point's cast iron waterlines up a notch or two in the town's capital plan was brought to Elk Point Town Council at the March 14 meeting, and was declared a good deal by Mayor Parrish Tongue, while Deputy Mayor Dwayne Yaremkovich called it the best thing I've heard today. Sao Ken Guojd told council that he had been approached by Nikiforic Construction Limited, the firm that replaced waterlines on both Circle Drive and Ravine Drive in 2017 and 2019, using a specialized process that does not require excavating and replacing the streets, and had also carried part of the cost that was not in the town's budget at that time. Nikiforic contacted us to see if we were interested, Guojd said. The company indicated that their crew would be able to do the same on 52nd Street from Railway Avenue to 49th Avenue and on 48th Avenue between 52 and 54 streets, and is also willing to carry part of the cost over to 2023. Because of the former projects and Nikiforic's familiarity with the town's infrastructure, the town would save $40,000 in engineering costs, he said. The town has $404,000 in MSI funding from last year and this year, and they will carry the $183,000 we are short on the $584,281 quote. The amount carried forward would then be paid out of the 2023 MSI funding. Guojd said he was told the cost of supplies is on the way up, and could double if the project is delayed until its original time slot in the capital plan. Council readily gave their approval for the replacement, which will be done this summer and fall. The Nikiforic crew was in town on March 7 for a much smaller project, replacement of the waterline under the Elk Point Municipal Library that had broken in early January, leaving the library without water for close to 2 months, and made quick work of the job, completing it in just one very stormy day, to the relief of library staff who are pleased to be moving back to normal pre-COVID activities. New bylaw. Animal Control Officer Elk Point's new bylaw enforcement officer and Animal Control Officer Michael Neeson dropped by to meet council at the beginning of Monday's meeting, telling them he was born in Germany and raised in France before coming to Canada. Following a time in the military, he has been a community peace officer in Edmonton, and also has experience in animal control. Neeson has a part-time contract position with the town, and has already set up a Facebook page to keep in touch with the community. Fire Hall Storage Unit needed Elk Point Fire Department's Deputy Chief Bryce Osinchik also visited the meeting on behalf of Fire Chief Kent Bernard, with a request to locate a 40-foot sea can immediately behind the fire hall for storage of items presently cluttering the fire hall, and possibly to also store the department's boat. The fire hall is located in an area zoned direct control, which permits outdoor storage units, and would not require a public hearing for its approval. Following discussion later in the meeting, council approved the request, with the fire department to be responsible to make the unit aesthetically pleasing to traffic on both the Iron Horse Trail and 54th Street and to bring back a proposal to council for their review. Policy updated a revised local authorities pension plan policy that is now revised to align with current town of Elk Point practices received council's approval. Shared Services Council also approved signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the County of St. Paul, the Town of St. Paul and the Town of Elk Point for shared human resources consulting services. The anticipated cost to Elk Point for this year is between $5,000 and $8,500.